Blog Talk Radio.
Abba Father. That's right.
Annihilating the oppression of the righteous ones. They feed us false information, that's miseducation. I'm Genesis, I'm here to resurrect this generation. Wake up, let's go, this location's about to blow. Ignorance is no excuse, so now you know. Let's go, wake up, let's go, this location's about to blow. Ignorance is no excuse, so now you know.
Now you know.
Yeah, we taking back everything they ever stole. No surrender, victory is our goal.
Yeah.
The truth of God, Jesus, they don't receive. They set themselves up for the mark, the chip system. Didn't want Emmanuel, no, God is not with them. Chasing money, chase God, we sound funny. Replace a dollar with the chip, gon' leave you stuck like dummy. You can't eat by a sale, can't even clock in. Satan didn't want you, know only with Jesus we win. People worship him, we tricked him with the signs of the beast. We offered the gospel to them, but they ain't want their faith increased. Not falling for Satan by taking the mark of the beast. I'm going to heaven with my mama, she already at peace.
Yes.
Yeah, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. What it is, what's cracking, what's happening? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you, much love to you, appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, yes, ma'am, we up in here. Hallelujah, all day. Yeah, man, we up here. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you again. Much love to you. Yes, sir. Appreciate you tuning in. Today's topic is fear no evil. God is with us. Yeah, today's topic is fear no evil. God is with us. Before we jump into it, let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Father, for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you, Father, for your love. Thank you, Father, for showing us how to worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Father, for giving us the mind of Christ. Thank you for pouring out more of your spirit of truth into us and into our lives, Father. Thank you for helping us to line up with you as your will is being done, Father, on earth, in our lives, as it is in heaven, Father. I pray that you continue to get all of your glory in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebukes you in the name of Jesus. Father, let your will continue to be done as we continue to come before you, Father, and seek you first. Help us to seek you first and foremost. Help us to love you with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength. Help us to love our neighbor as ourselves. Help us to hear the word and do the word. For you are God, our Father. And we love you. And we thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thanks for this broadcast. I ask that you lead and guide it. I ask that you, let us hear you. Let us obey you. Lead us into all the scriptures you want us to hear. Give us that faith, Father, that conquers fear. Faith in you. In the name of Jesus, I pray and I thank you. Hallelujah. Get your glory. Amen. Yeah. We up in here. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you. Much love to you again. Hold on right quick, man. This is... All right. Yeah. All right. We're getting into the... Moving right along, getting into the worship segment. Moving right along, going into the worship segment of the broadcast. Yep, this is where we worship God, Abba Father, in spirit and in truth. Yeah, no particular way except for in spirit and in truth. Be real about it. And just worship God any old kind of way that you think you can. You know what I'm saying? It's done in spirit and in the truth. All right? So, yeah, man, we're going to use some songs to usher us in. We'll worship God, man. That means make him your all in all. He is your all in all. But right now in these moments, these few minutes, let's focus in all the way on God, our Father, and worship him, man. Meditate on him. Thank him. You know, glorify him. Praise him. You know, throw your hands up to him. Hallelujah. Cry if you got to. Whatever. This is worship. To God, though. Keep your mind on him. All right? So, appreciate you tuning in. Today's topic, fear no evil. God is with us, and let's worship God, our Father, right now in this moment, in spirit and in truth. All right? Worship is a lifestyle. Well, let's do it together right now in this moment. Let's worship God. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua, on the line. Jesus be the truth. Appreciate you being here.
Again I call you, and again you answer. Again I need you, and again you're there. Again I reach out, and again you hold me. You console me once more. When I need company, someone just to sit with me. When I need a helping hand, someone to understand me, yeah. When I need someone who cares, someone to wipe away my tears. Reach out and calm my fears, I know that you'll be there.
And again you answer, and again I need you, and again you're there. always treating me so kind. Time after every time, you're proven once again.
Thank you. Send my prayer. Anybody had ever had a prayer that you prayed that was personal? Anybody ever had a prayer that you prayed that didn't have nothing to do with nobody else, but it was you and God all by yourself? Well, in my prayer, this is what I said. I said, hold me up, Lord. So many people are falling, but hold me up, Lord. So many people are drifting away, but hold me up, Lord. Our generation is drifting away, but hold us up, Lord. I intercede on behalf of the young people. To fall, but hold them up. Yeah, yeah. No. Oh, I don't see, Lord, from the body of Christ. Even though we're in the pews, Lord, we need things changed in our lives. I intercede for pastors, Lord, give them strength, Lord, as we move in this new millennium, Lord. We need your power. It's your anointing that destroys. Your anointing that destroys. Your anointing that destroys. Lord, everybody, we've been moved from the show into the presence of God. Can't you feel Him just touching each right there? Touching each right there. It'll stir up in your belly. Everybody just lift their hands. My. Just lift their hands. Lift your hands. We just bless your name, God. It's not by power nor by might, but by your spirit. Father, we thank you for chains falling off today, Father. We thank you for the walls come tumbling down. They're tumbling down in the Holy Ghost. We see it in the Spirit. We speak those things that be not as though they were. We speak it in the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. That Detroit would have a new anointing. The young people, the music ministry will rise. And we'll give you all the glory.
Yeah, what it is, what's cracking? We up in here, man, yeah. Worshiping our God, our Father, that's right. In spirit and in truth, yeah, we extended that. Because we go how the Spirit leads us to go. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, this God's broadcast. This is God's broadcast. And you are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you, much love to you, appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir, yes, ma'am. Today's topic, fear no evil. God is with us. Yeah, fear no evil. God is with us. Not only is God with us, but God is for us as well. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man, we done moved on to the... Let's move on into the announcement segment of the broadcast. This is an interactive radio broadcast here. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Interactive radio broadcast. We come on live Tuesdays and Saturdays. Tuesdays, Hip Hop Bible Study at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right now we're in soccer season for my daughter, so I'm working with her schedule with these Saturday broadcasts. So some days we'll be doing them earlier than usual. Some Saturdays we'll be doing them later than usual. You know what I'm talking about? Hopefully we won't miss any, but if we do, y'all know, you know what I'm saying? Got to take care of the family as well. You know what I'm talking about? Family is your first ministry. All right? So, yeah, I thank God for my family, you know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man, so them Saturdays, we will be doing this broadcast, you know, with the times. They'll be going, you know, different times, but we still will be on here on Saturdays. So Tuesdays and Saturdays, hip-hop Bible study on Tuesdays, 7 p.m., and Saturdays, random topics from our Lord Jesus at 11 a.m. Eastern. Like I said, it's going to be changing right now because of soccer season. And my daughter's soccer games are on Saturday. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, right now we just want to take out time to shout out the mother of my children. Appreciate, you know, her taking care of my children and being here with me. Yeah. Yeah, my lady. You know what I mean? Tamala. Appreciate you being here. Yep. Making it easier for, you know, my daughters to come up and making it easier for me to stay focused on Father. You know what I'm talking about? So may he continue to bless you for that. All right? So, yeah, man. Interactive radio broadcast. We do have a call-in number. 563-999-3702. Call-in number is 563-999-3702. You call in. You can push 1 if you want to talk or comment. Yeah, you can push 1 on your phone to talk or comment. Yep, and you will be recorded. You know what I'm saying? So, if you want that, if you want your voice recorded forever, you know what I'm talking about. 563-999-3702. If you don't want it to be heard, we do have a chat room that's usually open. I'm also going through something with my computer, so we usually have a chat room that's open. You can drop your comments in there, or you can email us. You know what I mean? If you want to just keep it, you know, discreet, but you do want prayer, but you just don't want it to be publicized, you can contact us through our email at whenhiphopmeetsthechrist@hotmail.com, and you can send your prayer request or your comment or whatever you through that email. Okay, so again, the call-in number is 563-999-3702, 563-999-3702. It only works on Tuesdays when we are live, and Saturdays when we are live. All right? So if you want to give, we do have a PayPal. If you want to give, yeah, free will offerings. This is your free will. Yeah, be cheerful. No other way. Just with God. God loves cheerful givers. God saves us, and he changes us into givers. So God loves cheerful givers. Be willing. You're not obligated to give. Okay? Any of your money over here, but you can free will.
if you want to freely give, and you understand that God loves a cheerful giver, and you want to be a blessing and want to, you know, get blessed. You know what I'm talking about? Well, God will bless you, but you don't give just to get back, though. But God will bless you, though. So be cheerful about it. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at Hotmail.com on PayPal. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at Hotmail.com on PayPal, if you want to give. And always, I want to say thank you to everybody who already purchased the books. Thank you to everybody who already purchased the books. I am an author. Do have 2 books that just came out this fourth quarter. Yeah, fourth quarter of 2017-2018. Yeah. The first book is called Look to Me. Look to Me, capital M, capital E. Look to Jesus. It's life-filled. It's Holy Spirit-inspired. Yeah, it's all inspired by the Word of God. It's spirit-filled. It's thought-provoking. It has poems in there. Yeah. It points you to Jesus. Points you to the Word. It got scriptures in there and everything. So Look to Me by Joshua Oasis Grant is available for your purchase if you want the hard copy. $11.49. $11.49 for the hard copy paperback version of Look to Me by Joshua Oasis Grant. Anywhere books are sold. Go to ZulonPress.com. Go to the bookstore. Get it that way. They're the ones that help me print up the books and get them publicized or what have you. All right, so that's Look to Me, $11.49. You will enjoy that book if you like to read. If you love being inspired by the Holy Spirit, hey, get that book. So like I said, it leads you to the Word of God. Also, Volume 1. Check out Volume 1, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Interactive workbook / study guide. Yeah, Volume 1. They will continue to come out. So Volume 2, Volume 3, Volume 4. But this is Volume 1, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Interactive workbook / study guide. It's available for $13.49 in paperback. Yeah, paperback. $13.49. This teaches life lessons. It's an enjoyable book. It's easy to read, easy to understand. You know what I'm saying? The answers, you have to pick up your Bible and find the answers. They're not hard to find. They got the scriptures right there in there. You know what I'm saying? You need an ink pen and a highlighter or a highlighter. You need your faith. It's going to give you even more faith. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, it teaches life lessons. It's also based on the Word of God. So for that hard copy of the When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, Interactive Workbook / Study Guide, $13.49, available anywhere books are sold. All right, again, I'm vouching for Zulon, XULON, XULONPress.com. Go to the bookstore and get the book. Put in Joshua Oasis Grant, or you can put in When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, Interactive Workbook / Study Guide, or you can put in Look to Me. All right, and you can get those if you want those. You know what I'm talking about? Also, if you don't want the paperback, the ebooks are available there. They're for immediate delivery and immediate use. You don't have to wait. They're cheaper. Look to Me is $5.99 in the ebook version on Barnes and Noble and Amazon. Notebook, the Kindle edition of Look to Me, $5.99. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, Interactive Workbook / Study Guide, $6.99. Barnes and Noble, Amazon, Barnes and Noble. My bad. Take the S off. Barnes and Noble. Plus Amazon, all right, $6.99 for the workbook / study guide, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. This is the ebook version, and $5.99 for Look to Me ebook version. Paperback version, Look to Me, $11.49. Paperback version, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, Interactive Workbook, $13.49. All right, for sure with it. That When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, Interactive Workbook. I'm enjoying it, man. Put together real good. I'm enjoying doing it. It's geared toward the teens and young adults, man. But anybody can learn from it, right? So that's the announcement, man. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Much love to you. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. All right. Now we're getting on. We're moving on. Moving right along. Moving right along. Going to the Issues of Life segment of the broadcast now. Yeah, we're getting into the next segment of the broadcast. Y'all know.
It's the God versus. Yeah, God versus. God versus what? God versus anything we name. God versus any issue we may have. God versus any problem we may face. You know, he's a problem solver, and it bothers me because we have so many problems in the world, and then you have so many people talking about the problems in the world and then wanting to know what the solution and how do we take care of this and how do we take care of that. Then you got a president talking about he's going to make America great, and everybody trying to answer and figure out everything and do it without God. But the Bible lets us know, except the Lord builds the house, they all labor in vain that builds. So let's get into this God versus the issues of life for the day, man. Hold on. Theme music, please.
Oh! Hey! Yeah! Come on!
We are now at this time calling all challengers, haters, and skeptics to your stations, please. The arena will reopen shortly. We are all separate witnesses to the greatest showdown history has ever known. Past indiscretions, knives and stabbing weapons are now prohibited. Guns and things that don't move are now prohibited. And those with thin skin are advised to attend at your own risk. Are we understood? Yeah. I used to think that it was safe to send my kids to school, but now I disapprove of half of what they listen to. They teach the Bible is unreliable, ambitious rules, they're screaming no missionaries, and yet I see it very clearly that they be on the mission too. What can a Christian do when half the population's under mass indoctrination? Classrooms are turned to fixing schools. Get your mind right, learn to think your lies right. They hit you with the side swipe before the full switcheroo. They defeat and you a script, it was delicious food. How you can be the master of your fate and reinvent the rules. They renamed it progress and said that it's the truth. Don't listen to the nonsense, the Christians, they're religious fools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we up in here. We up in here. So yeah, we on the God versus the issues of life segment of the broadcast. And I really didn't have no issue. I was thinking, and I was, you know, we take from, you know, wherever God get it from. It could be. Hold on. Any issue, any problem that we may be facing, no matter I may face personally or something like that, or anything that come from the news with the issues, you know, anything. So I was thinking, and I'm asking the Father, what you want me to talk about this time? And I really didn't come up with no issue this time, but I came up with a solution, though. Ha ha. Hey, how you got a solution? You ain't got no issue. Yeah, that's right. You want solutions. You don't want the problems. You want solutions, right? Okay, then. Thank you very much. Yes, sir. We up in here. This is when hip-hop meets Christ. So I just want to read something, though. I'm going to read the Bible to you. And this is another one of my favorite chapters in Psalms. And it helped me out a lot when I was in high school. Yeah, when I was in high school, over 20 years ago. Yeah, that's right. It helped me out because I was dealing with depression. I ain't had no reason to deal with it. Well, I ain't going to say I ain't had no reason to deal with it. I didn't have a reason to be depressed. But I was in high school and I was dealing with depression because, you know, the peer pressure. You see your folks and they dressing all nice and fresh and they got the new clean clothes and all this. And then you over here with the same old gear. You know what I'm saying? So I was dealing with those little issues like that. You know what I'm talking about? Those little issues like that. So, with that being said, this psalm right here helped me out a lot during high school, and it helps out a lot now for any of us, so that's why I want to read it to you, you know what I'm saying? And I just want you to listen to it, and I'm going to read it, because like I said, it helped me out. It kept me going, even though I wasn't, you know, I wasn't dedicated as I was to, you know, Christ as I am now, you know what I'm saying? But now, yeah, I'm a grown man with this and done hooked up with the Lord Jesus. Yeah, the truth. You see what I'm saying? So Psalm 27, it helped me out. Like I said, when I was dealing with depression, it helped me out. And it's going to help you out too, so I just want to read it. Psalms chapter 27 is what I'm talking about. You don't have to turn there. I'm about to read it to you. Okay? It says, the Lord is my light
and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. See what I'm talking about? Yeah. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they came to destroy me, but they stumbled and they fell. Hallelujah. See, it's a scripture in the Bible where they came to get Jesus, right? And Jesus asked them. They came to arrest Jesus, take him away and all this. They big and bad. There's a lot of them. They came up there to get Jesus. Jesus asked them, who are you looking for? They said, they're looking for, we're looking for Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said, I am he. And all of them stumbled and fell. Okay, yes, goodness. The same power that's working in Jesus is in you. So even when your enemies and your foes, the wicked ones, come upon you to eat up your flesh, they're going to stumble and fall. This is in your Bible, too. That what Jesus did to him like that is Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, one of those Gospels, or maybe more than one of them. All right, Psalm chapter 27, verse 3 says, though an host should encamp against me. There's a lot of them encamping around me against me. We in the world. Not of it. Jesus said, I'll send you out as sheep among wolves. But don't worry. It said, though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear, though. Number one, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. I'm going to be confident when war rises against me. I'm going to be confident in that. We think we're going to get confident because the situation changed and I'm comfortable. No. When war rises against me, in this I will be confident. We got to be trained by God. Hallelujah. Verse 4 says, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It says, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the time of trouble, he's going to hide me in his safe place. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. The rock is Jesus. They're right. And it says, and now, here we go. Now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies. Don't be dropping your head. Because they picking on you. And yeah, woe is me. There ain't no woe is me up in here. You know what I'm talking about? You're going to woe that devil. That's what that is. Because this says, the Bible, see, God empowers us. Psalm 27, verse 6 says, now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies, round about me. They surrounded me, but I'm going to be confident. My heart ain't going to fear. And now I'm going to lift my head up. Uh-oh. Now shall mine head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. Give him sacrifices of joy. Hallelujah. Give it unto God. He is always in control. He is always good. I will sing. Not be sad. I will sing. Yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Don't sing no sad song. Well, why you always let me go through this? No. Praise him anyhow. Yeah, hallelujah. Anyhow, Never let your troubles get you down. When life troubles come your way, hold your head up high and say, hallelujah, anyhow. That's what these scriptures are telling us. Psalms 27 is the chapter we're reading from. We on verse 7 right now. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Talking to God. God is for you. God is with you. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek me my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Is your heart responding to God in yes and with thanks? God tell you to do one thing, do you say, yes, I will do it? Or do you say, oh, no, man, hold on, Jesus. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, my heart responded right back to God, your face, Lord, will I seek. This is real stuff. I want to hear that. Well, I'm just a human now. You're more than a conqueror. You're walking with Christ. You got the power, the same power that resurrected Jesus from the dead is in you. I want to hear that. I'm just human now. Yeah, that's over with. Tell me what Jesus said about you. Look at yourself how Jesus said. He said, when you seek, when thou sayest, when God tell you to do something, when thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. We got to line up right. Line up right with the Lord, man. Respond just like that. Seek my face. I will seek your face, Lord. See what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. What you think that do to you and your life and God? Seek ye my face. My heart said unto you, Lord, your face, Lord, will I seek. God telling you to do something and you responding, yes. Because you always want God to respond, yes, right? So God telling us to do something and now our response is, yes, amen. Now, hold on, Lord. Jesus, are you sure that's you? Yeah, hey, he sure is him. Are you sure? Because he sure know who he is. I don't know who we be. We be tripping there. I don't know. Well, it don't look like, it don't feel, it don't matter what he said. His words override how we feel. His words override what we going through. His word says, I am for you. Verse 9, Psalms 27. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. You have been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation, because you my help. You've been my help. Don't leave me. Yeah, they all left me, so but don't you leave me, though, because you've been my help. You my God, God of my salvation. Look at verse 10. When my father and my mother forsake me, good God Almighty. See how real this is? My own parents. When my father gone, he ain't studied me, and my mother gone, she ain't studied me, forsake me. Then the Lord will take me up. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Told you this was my favorite Psalms in high school now. Yeah, Psalms 27. Verse 11 says, teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me. So teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me as well. In a plain path because of mine enemies. Don't just hear the word and just say, yeah, he taught me that, and you don't even know how to apply it to your life. How you got all these weapons of your warfare, not carnal, but they mighty in God, but you don't know how to use none? Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me. So you got to learn. Follow Christ. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Verse 12, deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies. God ain't going to give you over to the will of your enemies. For false witnesses, they lying on you and everything, are risen up against me, such as breathe out cruelty. But guess what? Protected by heaven, they about to stand back. Because remember, verse 3 says, my heart shall not fear, though war shall rise against me, and this will I be confident. But verse 2 says, when my enemies came against me, my enemies and my foes, the wicked, came up upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Protected by heaven. Stand back. They better back up. They gonna get backed up by heaven. Watch this, cause the earth can't handle heaven. The earth think we think we all this, that, and the other, but we ain't got nothing on heaven, shawty. We made out of dust, myself included. We ain't got nothing on no angel. God show you an angel, blow your mind, shawty. I ain't talking about in your dream. I'm talking about just right up it, an angel. You be like, oh shoot, and bow down. Because we don't have nothing on heaven. That's why we have to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, though. Verse 13, Psalms 27 says, I had fainted. Yeah, I had fainted. I would have passed out, a lost hope, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. See how God give you hope? I would have fainted. I would have gave up. A lot of people give up. Lose hope. But we are not a lot of people. Uh-oh. We follow Jesus up in here. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Keep believing. I don't care how long it takes. Keep believing in God. Keep believing that God going to bless you. Keep believing that you will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Keep believing that heaven is protecting you. Keep believing that God will fight for you and he's going to turn it around in your favor. Keep believing that all things are working together for your good. Verse 14, Psalms
Psalms 27 says, wait on the Lord. Wait on who? The Lord, not a bus. Yeah, waiting on the bus at the bus. Not wait on the Lord. Some of us got more confident in the bus coming than the bus stop because the schedule say it's coming. When Jesus say he coming and then God tell you to wait on him, see what I'm saying? See, wait on the Lord, though. More than you wait on the bus. You know, I got scared the bus. It's physical. Well, God is everlasting. What you talking about? Even when the bus and the bus driver pass away and the passengers pass away, God still right there. You pass away, you still got to answer to the Lord. So I suggest that you do what the word says and wait on the Lord. Not only are you waiting on the Lord, but he says be of good courage. Don't wait on the Lord. Be in sad. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Right? Not weak. Be of good courage, number one. And he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. You will not be put to shame. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about. And we just finished the God versus the issue of life segment of the broadcast. Like I said, I really couldn't find no issue, but I guess the issue would have been depression and, you know, going through something. Psalms 27 is what we just read. Hallelujah all day. Today's topic, fear no evil. God is with us. That's right. Fear no evil. God is with you. What you know about that? Get your weight up. Get your confidence up in the Christ Jesus. So today's topic, fear no evil. God is with us. And when we come back, we getting into it. Yeah, we jumping all into it. So appreciate you being here. We'll be right back after these messages. Yeah. Ambitious rules, they're screaming no missionaries, and yet I see it very clearly that they be on the mission too. What can a Christian do?
Yeah, you know I walk through the valley getting shattered with death. I feel no evil because I know that I'm blessed. God's rod and his staff, no, it comes with me because I'm in God's grace that you can see. I'm as blessed as can be because I serve King. I say, yeah, though I walk through the valley getting shattered with death. I feel no evil because I know that I'm blessed. Hey, I know that I'm blessed.
Yeah, I'm ready for war. I'm down with the cause. I got some soldiers with me. I take them balls and all. They won't be weak. I feed them the word. Take them to First Peter. That's where they're concerned. Train them up for battle like they playing battleship. The elementary teachers is what they gon' get. They'll be like five when they get to. Cause they heard Jesus say that it is finished. Yeah, we fight against the rulers of a dark world. Look at sin running rampant in this world. Girls kissing girls, boys touching boys. The people that are weak are being destroyed. I'm low on Facebook, you see a whole lot of noise. The kids playing with guns like it's their favorite toy. Like I said before, don't let your battleship sink. Use your brain as your weapon. It's power when you sink.
Yeah, you know I walk through the valley getting shattered with death. I fear no evil because I know that I'm blessed. God's rod and his staff, yo, it comes with me. Because I'm in God's grace that you can see. I'm as blessed as can be because I serve King Jesus. He's real to me. I say, yeah, though I walk through the valley getting shattered with death. I fear no evil because I know that I'm blessed. Hey, I know that I'm blessed.
I know you got some questions. The word got your answer. You live your life for Christ, your people can't stand you. You wanna stand firm on the word that you confess. But every time I see you, you always looking stressed. When the word says it best, you the head, not the tail. Tell religion, stay in hell. Cause you wanna know him well, you wanna do the word and not just read it. It's done by faith, so people please believe it. You need to ask questions when you go to Bible study. Like I know Jesus died, but why he do it for me? Some people ask.
I fear no evil because I know that I'm blessed. Hey, I know.
Yeah, we up in here. What's cracking, man? More main children and teenage rains. We up in here. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Yeah, we up in here. All right. And today's topic, let's go ahead and get into it. Today's topic is fear no evil. God is with us. Yeah. Not only are we not afraid of evil, but we got to understand we're not afraid of evil, and evil is defeated because God is with us. We can't beat evil on our own. See, a lot of people out here living in the world trying to beat the devil on their own, trying to beat sins on their own, trying to change their life on their own. We have a true and living God that is in every breath that we breathe that made us to depend on him, and we should not be leaving him out, but people want to do that. You know what I'm saying? And now they watching themselves on TV. It's called the walking dead. Yeah, they walk around dead. Because if you do not have life, if you're not living and following Christ, you don't have the life. Jesus is the life. Yeah. Ecclesiastes lets you know everything is meaningless. Meaningless. All is vanity. That's how that whole book start off. If you really want to know, yeah, that the world and this earth and all that don't mean nothing, okay. Until you get God. Okay, Ecclesiastes is a good chapter, a good book. For you to read, all is vanity. Translation, everything is meaningless until you get with Jesus. That's right. That's when life going to mean something because Jesus is the life, right? You know, he is the life. All right, so let's get into it. Let's see. Fear no evil. God is with us. Emmanuel. For all those who saying God ain't Jesus, all those who saying God ain't Jesus, that's the new thing they want to say now. I've been seeing that. Talking about God ain't Jesus. Jesus is Emmanuel. Let me tell you that. They be saying God ain't Jesus, but let me tell you what the truth is. Jesus is Emmanuel, and when you look up Emmanuel in the Bible, it translates into God with us. Jesus is Emmanuel. In other words, Jesus is God with us. Next. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So, yeah, man, appreciate you tuning in with Hip Hop Meets the Christ. This episode, we will be using our faith in God to conquer all fear and evil. Yeah, listen. Listen. We're not just face my fear by myself. No. Mm-mm. Listen to this. This episode right here, we will be using our faith in God to conquer all fear and evil. Faith in God kills fear. Faith in God kills evil, all the evil. Right. Jesus is the Lord. Yeah, we have to submit to God and resist that devil and make him run. Fear no evil. God is with you. Jesus is the Lord over the darkness and the power of Satan. Know that. Jesus is the Lord over the darkness and the power of Satan. And Jesus is the Lord over the light. Jesus is also the Lord over heaven. And guess what else? Jesus is also the Lord over this earth. Yeah, Jesus is the Lord over the darkness and power of Satan. Jesus is the Lord over the light. Jesus is the Lord over heaven. And Jesus is the Lord over this earth. Amen. Now, have you made Jesus Lord of your life yet? That's the question. Have you made Jesus Lord of your life yet? Not just, oh, I know who Jesus is. I tell my children, I say, man, okay, you believe in Jesus. I said, now, the reason I tell y'all to read the Bible, get them the super book or what have you, is so that you can get to know Jesus. You believe in Jesus. Okay, good. Now, get to know him by spending time with him in his word. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, hallelujah. Open up the folk. That's for adults, too. Yeah, you believe in him. Okay, now get to know him. Because that's it. He say, depart from me. I never knew you. I believe in you, Jesus. I did miracles. I don't know you, though. Do you know who you believe in? Oh, my goodness. That's another topic there. Fear no evil. God is with me. Fear no evil. God is with us. Let's go to Psalms 23, verse 4, verses 4 through 6. Let's go ahead and get it, man. Got to move right along. Psalms chapter 23, first scripture. Psalms 23. Psalms chapter number 23, very familiar chapter. Psalms But yeah, Psalms 23, verse 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You walking through the valley of the shadow of death. The world I'm talking about, we live in this system, it's the shadow of death. They got all this dead stuff coming on the TV screen. They got all these dead things coming through the airwaves of the music, and they got all these dead presidents. Yeah, talking about they gonna make the world better. Anyway, walking dead. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that's us, that's following Christ. Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, though, for thou art with me. Yeah, God is with us. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Verse 5. Thou, or you, prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. God is in complete control. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all of the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's for you. Psalms chapter 23. I suggest the whole chapter, but I just, you know, we be pressed for time, especially right now, but never rushing. So I just gave you verses 4 through 6, but it's just 6 verses in that whole chapter. So I suggest you read that for yourself. But yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, this world is walking dead, I will fear no evil, though. The world looking like Satan. I'm not going to fear any evil, for God is with me, though. Yeah, God over evil. God's rod and his staff, they comfort me. God prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He'll make your enemies bow down. Thou anoints my head with oil. My cup runs over. And then goodness and mercy following you all the days of your life. Why you tripping? Because good, it's a surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Why are you tripping? You be saying too blessed to be stressed, but are you? Oh, you're still stressing. I'm blessed, but oh, Lord, I'm stressing too. They be saying them good sayings, but can't do it. Yeah. But it's the one who hear and do that gives God glory. Surely goodness is following you every day. Mercy following you every day, all the days of your life too. It's going to continue to happen. Every day you wake up, remember, goodness and mercy is following you all the days of your life. And then it says, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You're going to dwell in the house of the Lord. You need to cheer up. You need to rejoice. Yeah. Because the saddest times, we got to deal with issues, I know. The saddest times on earth can't compare to how it's going to be, to how it is. Yeah, in heaven, and guess what? You can have heaven on earth. Guess how? Because you're following Jesus. You got to believe what the word says over all of your own personal problems and issues and everything that everybody else saying and all that. Focus on God. Luke chapter 12. Let's move. Luke chapter 12. Got these scriptures on deck. Just giving your faith, giving you, just feeding you these scriptures so you can have more faith in the Father who is for you and who is with you and who is in control. You gave him your life. Sometimes we be forgetting. I gave God my life way back then. Okay, it's still his. And guess what? You got the power to lay it down and let him do what he do. And you got the power to pick it up and be selfish and do what you want to do. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Luke chapter 12. Oh, this is good stuff up in here. That's right. Luke chapter 12, verse 4. And the word is for all of us. He going off. Yep, the word going off on all of us. It does that. But it make us better. So some of us can receive it. You know what I'm saying? Because we want to get better. We want to grow in Jesus. We know we ain't got it all together, no matter how long we've been walking with him. Like, yeah, all right, at any time, boy, I thank you for being with me. That's why we got to depend on him. Luke chapter 12, verse 4 says, and I say unto you, my friends, Jesus is talking to you, calling you his friend. I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body. Don't be afraid of people or the devil. Be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that, no more. They have no more that they can do. Verse 5 says, but I will forewarn you, Jesus, saying he's showing you, I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him, which after he has killed, you know God can kill you, right?
fear him, which after he had, well, God don't, yeah, think about it. Yeah, he did. He, okay, don't play. This is God the Almighty. Disobedience, brain cursing, don't play. You know, not God is love. He won't, yeah, he will. You know what I'm saying? Shoot, God is a God of justice. He love me. I can do whatever I want. No, it ain't. That ain't true. Do I need to tell you a story about your childhood? Okay, all right. All right, okay. All right. But I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Yeah, your childhood when you want to grow up and, you know, you want your parents want you to grow up and you want to do this and it might help make you stop growing up. You're like, you stick a fork or something in the socket and your parents say, don't do that. That don't mean your parents don't love you. Okay, right, quick. Anyway, but I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed has power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Yeah, reverence God. Yeah, better honor God as God. Yep, fear him. He ain't talking about being afraid of him, but yeah, at the same time, yeah, he can't. He does have the power to kill you and throw you into hell. So you might want to seek him. It would behoove you to go ahead and seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and see why he made you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fear no evil. God is with us. God is with us. James chapter 4. Let's move. James chapter 4. Trying to beat man's time, man's watch right now. James chapter 4. Let's go there. James chapter 4, we're going to read verse 7 and 8. James chapter 4, reading verse 7 and 8. See, the first few verses that we went to is just a reminder. But we're finna get all the ingredients. We in James. James chapter 4, verse 7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil. So submit to God and then resist the devil and he will flee from you. You want to make the devil run? Submit to God. Well, answer me. You must not be if the devil bothering you. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee. Draw near to God. See, whenever the devil bothers you, go to God, shall it? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. You're going to just sit there and let the devil fight you and attack? No. Draw near to God. Look at verse 8. James chapter 4. Verse 8. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Or draw near to God, he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Believe the truth. Make your mind up. Believe the truth. I'm like, well, I know God got it over here. I know he got it right, but then go over here and deal with reality and live like God ain't got it right. Please. If God got it right over here in the spirit, go live in the physical, even though it might be tore up, and live like God got it right in the physical too. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Make your mind up, believe God, and stop tripping. Going back and forth like a seesaw, up and down. Yeah, like a roller coaster too. Yeah. Romans chapter 16. God is for you. God is for you. God is with you. Romans chapter 16. Romans chapter 16. One verse from Romans chapter 16. It's another one of my favorites. Romans chapter 16, verse 20 says, and the God of peace, he will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind on him. No stressing for us. We got this word that he said, cast all your care on him. You know, he's going to take your burden away, man. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. Long-suffering, that's a fruit of the spirit, man. Just like love, joy, and peace. Long-suffering, that's one of them, too. Kindness, gentleness, okay. Romans chapter 16, verse 20, and the God of peace. That's your God now, the God of peace. Shall bruise, and I like other versions of the Bible, it says shall crush Satan under your feet shortly. Yeah, the God of peace shall crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. I'm just reminding you, God is fighting for you. Matthew chapter 1. Moving right along. Matthew chapter 1. Yeah, fear no evil. God is with you. Matthew chapter 1. 23 and 25. That's the key verses. 23 and 25. Matthew chapter 1. It says, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being translated or being interpreted is God with us. Verse 25 says, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. I had to just point out Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, verse 25. Emmanuel means God is with us. Jesus is Emmanuel, or better yet, Jesus is God with us. He's always with you. Jesus is over everything. You know, Jesus is Lord over everything. He's Lord. Jesus is Lord over Satan and over all the power of Satan. Jesus is Lord over the darkness. I know they're just playing it, trying to seduce people with it, but Jesus is Lord over that. And Jesus is Lord over the light. Yeah, Jesus is also the Lord over heaven, and Jesus is the Lord over this earth and over any issue, problem, circumstance, or whatever we face. Jesus is the Lord. I'm talking about he's the one that's going to always be with you. Yep, through it all. Through it all, he always going to be with you. Through it all, I learned to depend on Jesus. I learned to depend on God. 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. 1 John. Towards Revelation. So it's towards the back of the book, right before Revelation. We got Jude. Jude, which is one book, one chapter. And then you have 1 John and 2 and 3 John right in front of Jude. So toward the back of your Bible, 1 John chapter 4, though. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18 says, there is no fear in love. Look at that. They be thinking that fear is greater. No. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear has torment. So God don't want you to be tormented. But perfect love casts out fear. Even if you're getting tormented, you're going to have that perfect love, right? Say if your body was getting tormented, you have that perfect love that casts out fear. You see what I'm saying? You guys going to keep your mind on Christ. So you won't even be focused. That perfect love that overrides the fear, even while we're going through stuff. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear. Because fear got torment with it. Fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. Perfect love cast out all fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Yeah, just go over to the left a little bit. 2 Timothy chapter number 1. Verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter number 1, verse 7. Yeah, fear no evil, God is with us. Fear no evil, God is for us. He's with you and he's for you. That means he's on your side. He got your back. He want to see you succeed. He's going to help you succeed. You have to obey him though. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Check this out. For God hath given us the spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. Look at that. All I did was just left, I had not given us a spirit of fear. Because I got it highlighted in my Bible like that. I ain't taking nothing from the word. I'm just looking at it and getting faith from it. I highlighted this. For God hath given us the spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. I didn't highlight not give us spirit of fear or what have you. All right? For God has given us the spirit of power, of the spirit of love, and the spirit, well, I gave you a sound mind. The spirit of a sound mind, the mind of Christ. So he has not given us the spirit of fear. He didn't give us the spirit of fear. But he did give us the spirit of power, the spirit of love, the spirit of a sound mind, the mind of Christ. That's what we need. That's what you have. Power, love, sound mind, the mind of Christ. Power. You got power from heaven, power from God the Almighty. You got love from God, the love of the Father, the God Almighty. And you got the mind of Christ, sound mind. Why you tripping? Proverbs 8. Yeah, you got nothing to be tripping about. I know we go through stuff, but if your stuff getting to you like that, you got to be praising more than you're complaining. You know what I'm saying? You got to be praising more than praising your. You praise God more than you're praising them problems. These problems right here, I believe in God, but in reality, no. In reality, I got problems, but God said, but God worked it out for my good, but God working it out for my good. That's how we live. Proverbs chapter 8. Yeah, sons of God, stand up. You know what I'm talking about? Proverbs chapter 8. We're going one more place after this, and then we out. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. It says, the fear of the Lord is this. This is the fear of the Lord right here. The fear of the Lord is to, you got to do something, hate evil, number one. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, hate Satan, man. Hate evil, put a D in front of evil, devil, hate the devil. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Then it says pride and arrogance or arrogancy and the evil way and the forward mouth do I hate. That go back to when God say, seek ye my face, and my heart said, responded, my, your face will I seek. Look at this. It says the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, and then he responds. We respond. Pride, arrogance, and the evil way and the forward mouth or the perverse mouth, the mouth speaking wrong things do I hate. I hate that. Lining up with God. Yeah, hate evil. You don't supposed to be comfortable. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, as long as you good with God, you straight. Even if your life messed up, be uncomfortable. But God, he'll make you uncomfortable in life so that he can get comfortable with you. This true story. He'll make you uncomfortable in life, make your situation uncomfortable, just so that he can get comfortable with you. And guess what? You can get comfortable with him inside of your storm or whatever you're going through, because Jesus, the same Lord and Savior that lives in you, the same Lord and Savior that you are following, the same Lord that's over everything else, he was sleeping during the storm. Joshua chapter 1, and we out after this. Joshua chapter number 1. Hallelujah. All day. Shouts out again to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Appreciate you being here. Today's topic, fear no evil. God is with us. And go ahead and add that other part. God is for us too. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. These about to power you up. Give these spiritual vitamins, them boost pills, like, you know, when the Pac-Man be eating them big old pills. Here you go. I'm going to end it with these three big ones for you. Power packed, ready for you from God. Okay, I'm just delivering it. I'm just the mailman. Just delivering this mail to you. You know what I'm talking about? Just the postman. So Joshua chapter 1 verse 9. Here go your first big pellet. Gonna power you up so you can eat all them, you know, get all them out the way. Yeah, make the devil flee. How about that? Joshua chapter 1 verse 9 says, have I not commanded thee? God is talking to you. You are thee. Have I not commanded you? Be strong, number one, and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. Don't lose hope. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Wherever you go, the Lord is with you. Whether it be at a celebration or at a sad time. Guess what? God is with you wherever you go. That's Joshua chapter 1 verse 9. That's your first one. God commanding us to be strong, of good courage. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. Don't get thrown off or think you're getting done wrong now. Don't worry about it. Don't focus on the wrong that's happening. For the Lord your God is with you. Wherever you go, focus on that. God is with you. Wherever you go. Joshua chapter 1, verse 3. Here goes your second one. Joshua chapter 1, verse 3. Your second power pill. You ready? It says, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. God talking to you just like he talking to Moses. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon. Now, everywhere that the sole of your foot goes, God says, I have given that place to you. Wherever your foot goes, it becomes yours. Soon as you stay, I don't care who says theirs. When you get there, guess whose it is? Yours. Because you are joint heir with Jesus. You ain't going to be arrogant and you ain't going to go to your head and be prideful. It's going to make you humble and give you confidence in God. Every place that the sole of my foot touch, you gave it to me. That's the third one. That's the second one. Here go the third one. The third power pill. Joshua chapter 1, verse 5. Verse 5 says, there shall not any man, any human being, be able to stand before you all the days of your life. There shall not be any man, any woman, any child, any human, period. There shall not be any man. There shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses. The same way I was with Moses parting the Red Sea. The same way I was with Moses turning the water into blood. The same way I was with Moses bringing all them curses and frogs and flies. So I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Get your confidence up in the God that is for you. Planned out your life before you even got here. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. He does it like that. Hallelujah. All right. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you. Much love to you. We'll holler at you next time. All right. Appreciate everybody being here. Told you we got to adjust with the, I'm adjusting these Saturday broadcasts with my daughter's soccer game schedule. So, you know what I'm saying? We'll be here, but the times are going to change. Sometimes it'll be earlier than 11 o'clock. Sometimes it'll probably even be later than 11 o'clock. All right? But we finished, so if you want to go back and listen to the replay, you can. Or if you want to just catch us tomorrow on Facebook Live, you can do that. That's Joshua His Messenger Grant on Facebook. Joshua His Messenger Grant. Facebook Live about 11, between 11:30 and 12 o'clock. Or you can get at us on Periscope if you're daring enough to get on Periscope. Yeah, Periscope. Look it up if you ain't heard of it. I like it. You know what I'm talking about? Periscope. We'll be on there right after Facebook Live. So, yeah, appreciate everybody tuning in. Fear no evil. God is with you. Fear no evil. God is for you. Hallelujah all day. We'll holler at you next time. When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Yeah.
Living in the middle of the Babylon, yeah. Middle of the mission, get it on. I talk gospel, living in the gospel, never talk hostile. Ventilating another song. In the midst of the ride, we gon' do just fine. And he, Jesus, survive, conquer death inside my soul. He alive, I see no lie. Charge, watch his death. Revelation, quick as a world war. On an angel, angle the world war. And it came with a flame, let it burn more. Let him separate the good from the bad tear. Darkness, no hope, but they go there. On a regular regiment, they're prevalent. We ain't talking to president. He ever said, Jesus, the Christ, like it's alright. Ain't no sinner, a minister, we're getting in them. Why they poison listeners and spitting venom? Ain't no worldly analysis, the challenges. Why they worship landmarks and palaces? Apocalypse and prophetic, you honor it. You see the lie, truth wins and all of it. All the time, Holy Ghost conduct mine. For the Lord, in due time, we all shine. It ain't nothing but a war, we gon' even up the score. God knocking at the door, don't you hear him calling? When I tell you the truth and I spit it in a book, that news tell you, devil don't want it. Witness for Christ and I flow nice. On a demon colder than ice. Living machine and it's precise. Hear me say and do like.
I'm a soldier in the field, we gon' make it soon as daylight. Make it till the daylight, we gon' make it till the daylight by the blood. We gon' make it by the blood. Make it till the daylight by the blood. I'm a soldier in the field, we gon' make it.
done with faith. Ripping the floor, still praying for those on the threshold, but don't break. Hey, however long that it take, no devil pie and no cake. And the jealous ones, I still pray for you, but don't you mess up in my space. Wait, this life will come with no hate. You talking out of that spite. Take a log out from your own eye, make sure your salvation right. Approach the light and it's bright. No Lucifer that's in sight. That blood of Christ and that blood of Christ, and I plead over your life. Jesus, the giver of infinite literature. Yeah. The healer of medicine living, yeah. I'm living my enemies up in my living room, living with memories. Demon, they get at you. Soldier, I'm living it. Jesus, I come to you. I'm freed by the blood, and I'm at some G show. Everybody need Christ, yeah, bruh, yeah, bruh. I'm freed by the blood, and I'm at some G show. Everybody need Christ, yeah, bruh, yeah, bruh.
I'm a soldier in the field. We gon' make it to the daylight. Make it to the daylight. We gon' make it to the daylight by the blood. We gon' make it by the blood. Make it to the daylight by the blood. I'm a soldier in the field. We gon' make it to the daylight. Make it to the daylight. We gon' make it to the daylight by the blood.
Living the word, I'm living the scripture. Hope you get the picture. Christ, the elixir, the elevated mindset. Blood of Christ mixture. Pray no resistance. Pray with persistence. Impel the demon. Pray hard. Then I come back to legion. Come back for treason. Slay y'all deep in the graveyard. Pray God. I'm an automatic. And I'm chilling in the outskirts. Servitude, I gotta have it. Until Satan, I'm a bomb first. Word addict. I'm on the past. It's slow. No, it don't matter. Brain matter. Praise the Lord. The sharpest sword. And Jesus. And no, there ain't no other. His words say souls from going to hell. Hot fire. No hope inside a cell. This word, I shared it with my mother. My brother gon' have story to tell. Who bell we on? No cowards running. Some people just sell to lie well. No price tag placed upon my soul. Praise Christ, the days of ancient old. Right now it's about to go down. You just wanna hate it on the flow. Talk rap, making it for them skull crack. Doing this from way back. Come up with the Christ for the payback. Did you really say that? It don't really matter. Ain't no industry slave with a chain and a big hat. I'll be running with Yeshua, you guess, huh? No foe, no crack under pressure. Take it to the top till my head gets sharp and it just goes.
I'm a soldier in the field. We gon' make it to the daylight. Make it to the daylight. We gon' make it to the daylight by the blood. We gon' make it by the blood. Make it to the daylight by the blood. I'm a soldier in the field. We gon' make it to the daylight. Make it to the daylight. We gon' make it to the daylight by the blood.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.